his legs, trying to counter. Hold the hook at this. Maybe whip at the corner. Fecal chant of the evening. Here we go, the roll up. Two, no. Oh, hello.
Lionheart chants. Fans appreciate what was a very good match.
Whipper snapper.
On the second row.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Welcome to 85 Ounces of Freedom. Shout out to Matt and John from Sick on Cinema podcast for shouting out the wrong name on their episode with Mr. Parka, who's an expert on Don Doler. I can't reference the episode number because they're not into that. Oh my God, my computer just freaked out and opened up six new windows. There we go. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Mr. Parka, who is an expert on Don Doler. I can't reference the episode number because they're not into that, although their new short episodes, Mild Symptoms, does have numbers. They've made it to episode 2 so far. We'll see how long they keep up the trend. I did laugh like hell when Matt struggled to remember the name of my podcast and got it wrong, but when he said 85 ounces of freedom instead of 84 ounces to freedom, it made me, I laughed. It was awesome. But when you search 85 ounces of freedom, 84 ounces to freedom does pop right up. So mission accomplished. Thank you, Matt and John, for the shout out. And everyone be sure to listen to Sick on Cinema. So welcome to 84 ounces to freedom, episode 22. I am your host, Mr. Cole. I'm an expert on trucks. For today's topic, we'll be talking about transfoil electron microscopy engagement in the carburetor exhaust when it cams the binary slip pinion manifold belt drive linkage. I know everyone's been looking forward to that. Thank you to Everlasting Faint for the improved theme song. It is not much of an improvement, but a slight improvement nonetheless. This is the section where I read one-star reviews and hateful comments, but there aren't any. Come on, guys, hit me. I know there were 17 plays on the last episode and a total of 764 for all 21 episodes. Help me out. One-star review and mean-as-fuck comments. I will read them on the next episode. Or repeat myself and say, there were none. So, last episode we talked about Matt's mixtape, Born to Lose. And on this episode, I'll be talking about Marcus Cook's mixtape. I fucking stumble on that word, unbelievably. MK Ultra Volume 1. And movies I discovered from directors that took part in Symbolicus 1. Which I covered in a previous episode. Before I get into MK Ultra Volume 1, I want to talk about a podcast that you should all be listening to. Show Me Something Wrong. I've listened to the podcast ever since the first episode. I heard an interview with Guy Fragments on Jonathan Doe's podcast, The Uneasy Terrain Explorers Club, episode 196. Yes, some people number them. It's weird. Discussing difficulty breathing with Guy Fragments. They talked about his short films, and Guy hinted that he was working on a longer film that would be coming out soon. Spoiler, it's out now, and you can buy The Sound of Summer on Unearthed Films. I strongly recommend you do so. I recently got my copy, and if you will follow Spooky Celluloid on the YouTube channel, and he uses zeros instead of O's for the spooky, you know, because he's a fucking marketing genius. He said that this movie is one of the best underground horror movies to come out this year. And I agree. This movie is awesome, and I'll say this about it. This film gets under your skin, for sure. So, but I followed Guy on Facebook, and I asked him about his films. He directed me to his store, and I purchased his short film, The Rope Maiden, which is a great short film. One day I saw him post on the Facebook that he was going to be doing a podcast with Dave Jackson, the man behind Cat Sick Blues. If you're listening to this podcast and you're into underground cinema like I am, extreme underground cinema, and you haven't seen Cat Sick Blues, shut this shit off and go watch that movie. It is a definite must-see, as well as Guy's films, too. Through different interviews since they started the podcast, I learned that Dave, like me, reached out to Guy to purchase one of his films. When Guy saw that the address was in the same town he lived in Japan, yes, these two dudes live in Japan, which is kind of crazy, they met up for some beers. Naturally, two movie dudes meet up and start discussing what they have and haven't seen. Mostly, I just sicken and terrify people. They came up with the concept for a podcast where one of them would suggest a movie that the other hasn't seen and then rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 on the wrongometer. The movies are often obscure, usually odd, and always wrong. There's currently 33 episodes, and they have not once reviewed a movie that I have ever heard of. So, it's likely for you, if you haven't started this podcast, you've got 33 hardcore underground films that you can learn about just by listening to this podcast. Now, if you're not a fan of spoilers, listener, beware. They cover the films they talk about from the opening to the end credits, frame by frame. And I have watched a movie before, an episode that I listened to, because I knew what was coming, because they generally announce them. And I've watched a movie that I listened to the podcast and watched it after, so I knew everything that was going to happen, completely spoiled. But here's the thing. I think it was even better having heard it first. And it was still cool seeing the movie and then hearing them cover it. And, you know, they're fucking hilarious too. So go listen to Show Me Something Wrong and check out Dave and Guy's movies. It's all really, really good stuff. So I learned about Marcus Cook and his mixtape, MK Ultra Volume 1, from Symbolicus Volume 1, which was developed by extreme horror maestro Marcus Cook himself. And I'll do a side note here. I thought that he did one of the short films. And when I did that previous podcast, I contacted him and said, hey, I cover your movie in my podcast, and told him the episode. And he was really cool and everything. It wasn't... I thought it was weird for Marcus Cook because it didn't have any gore and it was a strange, surreal, like drug use short. So it wasn't actually his. I think Marcus Cook put the project together and assigned all the directors a symbol and a time slot. And so there is one guy that I have not talked about from Symbolicus 1 because I was confused, and Marcus Cook is just such a nice guy. He didn't even like point out my error, which is pretty cool. But you can still get Symbolicus Volume 1 on Putrid Productions. Marcus is well known for his special effects in several movies. 100 Tears is a must-see, available on Tubi. Frankenstein Created Monsters, I recently watched on Film Rise. It's way over the top. Fucking great. Barf Bunny, of course, is Jonathan Doe, available on Putrid Productions. Jacob's Wife is a great take on a vampire movie. It's on Prime. Extremity, I feel like I've seen it, but I'm not sure, so sorry about that, guys. American Guinea Pig, you know, Song of Solomon, Bloodshock, and Bouquet of Guts and Gore, all available on Unearthed Films. I know I've talked about Fred Vogel and his stuff before. Or did I just say the wrong? Stephen Biro. Sorry, Fred Vogel. I've been watching the August Underground series lately, so I'm getting those dudes mixed up. But yes, Unearthed Film, get all the American Guinea Pig stuff. There's new stuff coming. Marcus was also involved in the Theater Bazaar, Sweatshop, as well as a shitload more. Check him out on IMDb. I'm only scratching the surface here. And also, he's directed recently Beyond Horror, the horror and subculture of Red Films, which is one that I have not seen yet. I think it's available on Putrid Productions, or soon will be. I hear rumors that they've got interviews with Lucifer Valentine on there, and my computer just shut off. And Mari and Dora, which I'm super interested if that's true. No one gets to talk to those guys, and he did this. I believe him and his wife did this together, Jesse Sheets. Also, Earth Girls Are Sleazy, I recently watched. Bloodshock, fucking great. High 8 was really good. You can watch that on Tubi. He does short films on, it's like an anthology. Fell, which I really want to see. Snuff Perversion, Bizarre Cases of Death, Bad Blood, and Rot, which I will be talking about later. Whenever I learn that Marcus Cook is involved in a film, I seek it out. Most recently, he posted on the Facebook about the third Saturday in October 5 and the third Saturday in October 1. His instructions were to watch them in that order. Both are available on Tubi, and these movies are great. They're like horror, gore, slasher, comedy, maybe. They're super weird. I really enjoyed them. It's like a spoof on slashers, kind of, but it takes itself kind of seriously, too. And then at the same time, it's fucking weird. A group of adults just suddenly start meowing for no reason, like cats. I have no reason why. And then three of them decide to take a nap together, and two grown men and a grown woman go lay down and take a fucking nap, fully dressed in their clothes, while the other one says, oh, I'm going to stay here and do coke. And it's just fucking bizarre. But you'll have a good time with them. I really enjoyed them. They're funny and fucking weird at the same time. And something I never heard of. So that's the kind of stuff I like to discover. And that's kind of what I'm always trying to do for you guys here. This man has an extensive catalog. And, you know, I think I've already said that. I found in my notes when typing this out, I keep repeating myself. But definitely search out his stuff. I found out about MK Ultra mixtapes from an interview with Jonathan Doe on the Postmortem Horror Show podcast cast with Dom and JD. Somehow Jonathan Doe got on the topic of Marcus Cook's MK Ultra volume 1-4. And from his description, I wanted to get these movies. He was just like, oh man, you guys got to see these. They're insane. And I'm like, what's a mixtape? I didn't really know what a mixtape was. So I reached out to Marcus on the Facebook, and I was able to buy all four volumes from him directly, which was very cool, super underground. This mixtape focuses on movie clips for the most part and other weird stuff. I noticed right away footage from one of my favorite movies, Dr. Caligari. I used to rent it on VHS over and over from a video store that had an oddball section. The fucking guy wouldn't even sell it to me. Even when he was going out of business, he wouldn't give that film up. I haven't been able to find a copy for years, but I hear rumors that there's going to be a release soon. So you'll want to keep that, your eyes open for that. I certainly am. There is a tie-in to Show Me Something Wrong. They covered a movie by the same director called Night Dreams, which is an adult film. And from how in-depth their description is on the podcast, when I saw the footage in Marcus's movie, I went, oh, I know what this is. This is Night Dreams. How often do you see a woman blowing a man dressed in a cream of wheat costume while a man dressed as a in a slice of bread costume plays the saxophone? My brain immediately saw that and went, oh, that's Night Dreams, which is from the same people that gave us Dr. Caligari. Also, Cafe Flesh is a film by the people involved in these two movies. I've never been able to find it, and I've never seen it. If you have a hookup or know where to get it or something, direct message me, 84ounces2freedom@gmail.com or on, you know, the Facebook, the not Twitter, X. What's the other one? Oh, yeah, Instagram. The Instagram page is up. Sorry for the tangent. This is a quick-paced mixtape with weird nudity, cumming puppets, karate sex, crouching tiger style, gore, penis mutilation, weird music videos, and so much more that I can't describe. This mixtape is truly mind-melting, and I think if you played it in the background at a party, that party would suddenly come to a halt and everyone would be glued to the screen watching it. If you watch this on hallucinogenics, it just might break you. It goes hard. The cool thing is he lists his sorts in the credits. So if you can figure out what movie's what, you can find all these films, which is cool because I'm always looking for underground films. And like I say, I recognize two films out of an hour long mixtape. And those films credited are Scathed, Till Death, Unnaturally Born Killers, Let My Puppets Come, Rollerblade, Mamilos M. Shamas, I guaranteed I fucked that, Gross Out, Cafe Flesh, oh fuck yeah bro, I guess I have seen some of Cafe Flesh, I just don't know what. Kids of Widdly High, Dr. Caligari, 1990, of course, Night Dreams, Split, Body Melt, Colony Mutation, Faust, I Was a Teenage Strangler, Schmatz, Driller, 16 Tongues, Shatterdead, another one I really want to see, Yorkshire Grimace, Killer Tongue, which was reviewed on Show Me Something Wrong, another movie I really want to watch, Kiss My TV Show, Thunderbird Theater, Chinese Torture Chamber, Marauders, Meet the Hollowheads, Shea Street, Shea St. John Collection, Ski Mask, Criminally Insane, P-Head, Project, I think that's P-Head Project, sorry, Love God, Santo Gold, Crack Dog, Nancy, Ramboner, The Laugh, Mr. Baywee Show, Joanna Died and Went to Hell, Shock, 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 Redneck Torture Tape, Rent-A-Friend, Deka Newland, Blue Peanuts, The Marquis, Vincent Loves Twinkies, The Sore Losers, The Unearthling, The Bunker, Speak of the Devil, Unknown French Stop Motion, Animation, Unknown Australian Shatter. Then in the credits, Marcus says, and a few other things I have on VHS compilations that I have no idea who made them. I think I saw a clip from Wishmaster in there, but it's possible that I am mistaken. This brings me to the first film that I discovered from people involved in Symbolicus, which I have to say now because I don't think Marcus actually had a segment in Symbolicus 1. I think he just orchestrated it. Marcus posted on Facebook one day that he was having a sale, and I bought this film from him called Rot. If I had this film in my punk rock days, my friends and I would have watched this movie every single day. Rot is a punk as fuck cult classic. The movie is about a girl that has sex with a corpse and she catches the rot, which of course she sexually transmits to her boyfriend. He doesn't take the news very well, and from here the movie just goes insane. It's very gritty in the way it's shot. Great punk rock soundtrack. I love this movie. Punk rockers being punks, you know, as they rot and decay and and the insanity that ensues, you definitely want it in your collection. Sometimes you have to reach out to these directors directly just to get their films, because I don't find this film anywhere else. So the second director I wanted to talk about is Joe Meredith. Joe, of course, has a short film on Symbolicus One, and he is the alien biotech gore guy. I have all of his films, which take place in a post-apocalyptic world where government agents are trying to stop alien-human variants. His newest film, Variant 2, is the film I decided to talk about today. This movie is an anthology-style movie that catalogs new variants, and the episodes are broken up with clips from a cursed 8-bit video game. I mean, I think it's 8-bit. I'm not too sharp on nerd stuff, but I'm pretty sure 8-bit is what it is. I could be wrong. Who knows? But this video game looks cool as fuck. I want Ghost Town. It just looks badass. This movie is a must-see for any gore hounds. The first few minutes features alien gore, body horror, mutilation, a decapitation, and face chewing. At just over 42 minutes, this is a fairly short movie, but Variant 2 goes hard in all 42 minutes. Another thing worth mentioning is that his wife is in the movie, and she's been in some of his other films too, and I love that family dynamic. It reminds me of James Bell and his wife and the movies they put out. My favorite part, of course, features Brainfucker, which is an alien ooze-infused malt liquor. Creature and gore effects are by Joe Meredith and, who knew, James Bell. So James Bell is involved in this as well, which is pretty cool. You can see it in the gore. You know, these guys work well together. You can get Joe's movies at joemeredith.storenvy.com. The pricing is very reasonable, and it's worth it to have all of them in your collection. And I believe for a while there was a box set that was selling through Tetro, I think. I could be wrong on that. But from what I heard, they had sold out. But I bought the brand new movie as soon as it came out, and I had already everything in the box set, but it did look pretty fucking cool. So the next director I want to talk about is Patrick Fortin, and his film is called Catcall. This film features a strong female lead character that murders the shit out of men that catcall to her. You don't want to say hey baby to this girl. It's a bloody road to self-acceptance, self-empowerment, and courage. There are subtitles, as it's in French, but there's really not a ton of dialogue. When you talk about gore, I don't think there's many other films that go this hard. I always have said Dead Alive is the goriest film out there. You know, you think about the lawnmower scene and all the hard gore in that. This film might have it beat. I mean, there's a hammer to the face, dick tearing, head stabbing and bisection, body pounding, mutilation, face barbecue, degloving, hay hook to the chest ripping, and more. Throughout the gore, our female hero does yoga exercises, you know, girls got to stay fit, sometimes in the midst of raining blood. There's also eye gouging, pipe wrench bashing, eye drilling, decapitation, severed head stomping, and so much more. This film is full of gory violence, but you really have to see it to understand. It's probably the bloodiest film I ever seen. There's constantly blood and gore spewing everywhere and just total destruction and gore of bodies. It's off the hook. And Catcall has won 4 awards: Best SFX, Best Gore, Best Kill, and Best Badass. All of them well deserved. You can buy Patrick Fortin's movies at goriousproduction.bigcartel.com/products. He has other stuff available there too, as well as some mixtapes I have not checked out. And one thing I really want to see, he has Pazookas by Gersius Gwender, who also had a short film in Symbolicus. That's one I've been looking for, and looks like it's very insane. Closing this episode out, I want to talk about the new film from Victor Bonacor, Thrust. I really liked his short film on Symbolicus, and Thrust is based on a short story by Hannah Neurotica, Shitfucked, A Vile Love Story. This film is an exploitation fantasy featuring independent actresses, pro wrestlers, underground filmmakers, musicians, and punks. Victor Bonacor is credited with a lot of things on IMDb, but most notably his film Diary of a Deadbeat, the story of Jim Van Bieber, which I've been watching his films lately. They're insane. I think he has two on Tubi, The Manson Family, and fuck, I can't think of the other one. It's him in gangs, and I'll bring it up in the next episode because that's something we do need to talk about. But Jim Van Bieber is insane. And Victor Bonacor is credited as one of the voices on Where the Dead Go to Die, which is the most fucked up animated movie I've ever seen. It's available on Unearthed Films for purchase, and you can stream it for free on the Unearthed Films Extreme Horror Channel, which... I'll say this underground channel has nothing but three trailers on it and a search bar. So there are six movies there. You just got to go to the search bar and go through the alphabet. They'll come up. The fucking underground even has to do things underground, which is cool. But definitely Where the Dead Go to Die is a cartoon that is not for the faint of heart. When I was watching, I'm like, no, they're not going to go there. Oh, fuck, they go there. And they fucking go hard. So if you want to watch an animated film that's insane, Where the Dead Go to Die. And every time I've heard someone talk about it, they just say, oh, yeah, Where the Dead Go to Die. And they never say anything about it. So find out for yourself. So I got my copy of Thrust from Vinegar Syndrome. And it had the Mike Diana slipcover. Check him out on Instagram. He's a really cool artist. And Mike Diana actually did time for artistic obscenity in the U.S. for his comic book, Boiled Angels. Land of the Free. Whatev. But Thrust reminds me of Rot in its punk rock feel. And Catcall for its strong female protagonists, and Variant 2 for the post-apocalyptic feel. This movie is insane and fun. It's almost a horror comedy. But Thrust is very punk rock and anti-man. But so insane and so fun. Some of the women in the film are Aaron Brown, Allison Egan, Queen Animata, Ellie Church, Ronnie Jonah, Brandy Noir, Linnea Quigley, Scarlett Storm, Sandy Tate, Megan Beck, Brittany Blanton, Teresa Daniels, Raven Evermore, the fantastic Felicia Fisher, or my screen went dark again, Juliet Frumholt, Juniper Gates, Dixie Gers, I like some of her stuff, Jessica Havoc, Hannah Henderson, Ianna Isabella, Miranda Jackson, Jennifer Lee, and many, many more. This thing has a huge cast. I don't know how he got all those people together, but he did it, and it is great. And it's cool to see all these people together in a film and their struggles under the constraints of this dystopian society with an evil man on the loose and women have pretty much taken over everything. Again, it does make me think of my punk rock days, as did Rot. And again, this is a film we would have watched every day. I mean, it starts out with a punk rock band. There's graffiti everywhere. Everybody's punk as fuck. I really love this movie. It's weird. There is gore. It's not super gore filled. It's not super over the top. But, I mean, the bad guy, like, kills some fucking people and they're trying to stop him. But there is some pretty hard, fast violence and a lot of weed smoking. There is a really hateful face fuck, and the end is super gross and kind of foreshadowed in the very beginning. You realize what's going to happen and you're like, no, don't go there. And they do. This movie has a post-apocalyptic feel as well. In a real punk rock world, you can still get it on Vinegar Syndrome, but I think the Mike Diana slipcover is sold out last I checked, but take a look. That's it for this episode. So again, I'm looking for 1-star reviews, hateful comments. I'll read them here on the next episode. You can email me at 84ounces2freedom@gmail.com. That's the numbers 84, the letters OZ, the number 2, freedom@gmail.com. There is a Facebook group, and I'm now on the Instagram, which seems to be where the horror community lives. Follow my YouTube channel, Mr. Cole's Homebrew. If you're in Kelseyville, California, come to Sophie's Day Spa, 3855 Main Street, and check out my corner, Mr. Cole's Precious Metals. Knives are currently 25% off, and each purchase comes with a free pocket knife. While you're there, have some Cowlix ice cream from Fort Bragg. You can do wine tasting with Monument Mountains wines, buy gifts, book a facial or a haircut. Thank you for listening to 84 Ounces to Freedom. And in the mortal words of Jackie Gleason, I'm no alcoholic. I'm no alcoholic. I'm a drunkard. There's a difference. A drunkard doesn't like to go to meetings.